Happy holidays, pro silly listeners, and welcome back or to the Professionally Silly Podcast. It's your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where we talk about true crime, the paranormal, and random ass topics that I find online. Just a variety show, if you will. We have fun here. We have fun. So I've been home in Atlanta because I moved back from Los Angeles about a week ago. And it hasn't been the easiest time. Okay. Yeah, I got to fill you in on my life before the show starts. You guys know how this works. I'm sure you all care about what's going on with me outside this show. but it hasn't been the easiest time. My third day back, and I was given the news that my great uncle Henry passed away. And he was 99 years old, a deacon for his church, and a World War II veteran. And needless to say, it has not been easy, but I am glad that I was here in Atlanta with my family when I did get the news. Now, I do not think that I would have handled it very well alone in Los Angeles, but your girl is okay. Just, you know, a little sad sometimes because it comes in waves, but your girl is tough, okay? Your girl is tough. My Uncle Henry was tough, and I'm going to be tough like him. Now, I do have to say that I have missed Atlanta so fucking much. And if you're from the South, or even if you're not from the South, I can honestly say that there is nothing like the South, and a lot of people can most likely agree with me. And I'm super proud to be from here, you know. I mean, it's fucking fantastic. There's black folk everywhere, sweet tea everywhere, good ass food everywhere. Everything is everywhere. It's fantastic, you know. And not only is the food tasty as fuck and everywhere, it is affordable. Yes, God. I even missed the Southern accents. Like, oh my God, I'm home, motherfuckers. I am home. I am home. You know what I'm saying? So I did end up moving back home with my parents. At first, I kind of took it as a sign of failure. You know, as an adult, you know, especially when you're out of your 20s, it can be difficult to move back home with your parents because you may look at it as a failure, but in this particular instance, it's not. You know, it's a pretty big house and I've got my own space and it won't last forever. You know, but before I started working on this episode, my mom actually called me downstairs and I figured she needed help moving something or doing something. But when I got down the stairs, she handed me a plate that had this delicious bagel sandwich on it. And I'm eating it as we speak. It's really good. Nothing like food, family, and happy moments. So in short, I'm no longer really ashamed of having to move back home. I'm blessed that I have a home to go back to. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't have that. You know, parents kick them out as soon as they turn 18. Okay, good luck, nigga. Good luck on the street. You know. Okay, so enough of this fluffy shit. Let's get into it. Last week, we talked about hilarious moving stories. You know, sometimes things just, they go wrong when you're moving. Whether the movers left your bed on a dock in Tijuana, Mexico, or the moving guy hits on you. You know, which, let me be clear, both of these things happened in that podcast episode that I'm telling you about. So if you haven't heard that particular episode yet, make sure you go back there and take a listen. And as you do, go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly Instagram page and the Twitter page at It's Pro Silly while you listen. Hey, mommy! My mom just stopped in. Say happy holidays to the Smile Squad.
Happy holidays, Smile Squad.
She came in to, you got some sweaters?
I've got some pants.
Oh, we've got pants, listeners. We've got pants. I want you guys to take a listen to this elevator music while I check out these pants. So that was a treat. That was actually my mom. And this is what I was talking about. She actually came by to give me some clothes that she ordered offline. And it's pretty cool. I got a soft sweater and some pants. Yeah, I'm living the life right now. But as I was saying, if you want to go ahead and take a look, listen to last week's episode, go ahead and check out the Professionally Silly Instagram page at It's Pro Silly while you listen. And we also have a Twitter page as well. And it's the same name at It's Pro Silly. So anyways, this week is obviously Christmas time. For those of you who don't celebrate Christmas, tis the season, you know, to talk about the holidays. So I don't know what to tell you. I celebrate Christmas. We're going to talk about it. You know, I thought it would be a good time to search the web and find some interesting Christmas stories and fun Christmas-related posts. And the internet has come through yet again. So let's have ourselves a professionally silly Christmas. Oh, yeah, this is going to be fun. But before we get started with these Christmas stories and Christmas fun, I want to let you all know that you can be a part of this podcast. All you have to do is email me your stories to share with the Professionally Silly fam. You know what I'm saying? Maybe you have a holiday story that you want to share. Maybe your cat slapped the shit out of your cousin's dog. My cat actually did that the other day, so it actually happened. Maybe you want to vent because your husband refuses to put down the toilet. Hell, maybe you just want to write in and say hello. I cover a lot of topics here, and there is always room. Well, you're awesome. Yes, give it to me. ITS, it's professionallysilly at gmail.com. Everything is spelled correctly. It's professionallysilly at gmail.com. So just put in the subject title, what it's about. I want to be surprised when I share it with you guys. It's more fun that way. I want to read it for the first time, you know, with you guys. Also, I would love it if you did me a favor and left a 5-star and written review for my podcast on Apple Podcasts. I know it doesn't sound like much, but it would actually help my podcast grow. And that shit would be titties. Please do that. I want the algorithm to acknowledge my black hilarious ass. Okay, and I understand that we're a few months from February, but I still need y'all help to support my awesome podcast. Okay, I know I told that joke last week and the week before, but it's still funny to me, so leave me alone. If you haven't already checked out the podcast Twitter and Instagram page at It's Pro Silly, for now on the Instagram page should have photos and or videos pertaining to the episodes that I record. So take a look at those as you listen along and feel free to reach out to me on Twitter to discuss any of my older episodes too. Now that we've knocked that out of the way, oh, wait a minute, one last thing. I'm thinking about doing a New Year's or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day type of podcast. So if you want to call in into the show and tell me what your resolution is, your New Year's resolution, what is that? I want to know. So make sure you guys go ahead and give me a call. My number is 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. And that information is available to you down in the show notes. All right, so now that we've done that, what do you say we get to our professionally silly Christmas special, huh? Yeah. Okay, so let's start off this professionally silly Christmas special, shall we? I got a couple of really corny jokes that I want to share with you. And I got to be honest with you, corny jokes and dirty jokes are my favorite. I don't really care for the ones in between. You got to go for it, you know, go home or go broke. That's how I feel it. Wait, does that make sense? That's not the saying. Never mind. You know what? We'll just move on. The first joke is, man, you wouldn't know that I was a stand-up comic the way that I just did this intro. The first joke, joke number one. All right, why was a snowman smiling, huh? He could see the snowblower coming down the street. Right? Yeah. Why does Mrs. Claus always pray for a white Christmas? Because she's married to a guy who comes once a year. But boom, boom, tss, nothing but dirt. You know me. What does Mrs. Claus get when she wears tight pants? A mistletoe. Ow! This right here, That's my favorite Christmas joke so far. It is. And I feel like Aaron and Stacy from the I Said Goddamn podcast, not to mention my spirit animal Amanda from the Wine and Crime podcast, would absolutely love that joke. Oh, and Kingan and Lucy would like it too. I'm just kidding. Like they listen to my podcast. I'm not worried about them being being mad at me for mentioning them, like putting them at the bottom of the list. They know I love them, even though they don't know me. That's fine. So make sure you guys check out both those awesome podcasts, by the way. I Said Goddamn podcast and the Wine and Crime podcast. Amazing ladies discussing true crime and usually drunk or drinking when they record. They are hilarious as fuck and I love them. Check them out. Okay, so this first one, it isn't a story per se, but it is funny and I just had to share it with you. All right. If you're a parent, I'm sure you guys can probably relate to this. I don't know because I'm not a parent myself, but I've been around children and this seems legit. It seems legit as hell. It does. Okay. So, it reads, Dear Santa, I've been a good mom all year. I fed, cleaned, and cuddled my two children on demand. Visited the doctor's office more than my doctor. Visited the doctor's office more than my doctor, sold 62 cases of candy bars to raise money to plant a shade tree on the school playground, and figured out how to attach 9 patches onto my daughter's Girl Scout sash with staples and a glue gun. All right, supermom. I was hoping you could spread my list out over several Christmases, since I had to write this letter with my son's red crayon on the back of a receipt in the laundry room between cycles, and who knows when I'll find free time in the next 18 years. Here are my Christmas wishes. I'm digging this right now, and it sounds like my mom when I was growing up. So let's see where she goes with this. And she goes on to say, I'd like a pair of leggings that don't ache. I like a pair of leggings that don't ache after a day of chasing. Oh, not leggings, legs. I can't read. I like a pair of legs that don't ache after a day of chasing my kids in any color except purple, which I already have. And arms that don't flap in the breeze, but are strong enough to carry a screaming toddler out of the candy aisle in the grocery store. I'd also like a waist, since I lost mine somewhere in the 7th month of my last pregnancy. If you're hauling big ticket items this year, I'd like a car with fingerprint resistant windows and a radio that only plays adult music, a television that doesn't broadcast any programs containing talking animals, and a refrigerator with a secret compartment behind the crisper where I can hide to talk on the phone. On the practical side, I could use a talking daughter doll that says, "Yes, Mommy," to boost my parental confidence, along with one potty-trained toddler, 2 kids who don't fight, and 3 pairs of jeans that will zip all the way up without the use of power tools. First of all, I'm not a mom, and I still fucking need that, okay? I still need it. She goes on to say, I can also use a recording of a Tibetan monk chanting, "Don't eat in the living room, and take your hands off your brother," because my voice seems to be just out of my children's hearing range. It can only be heard by the dog. And please, don't forget the Play-Doh Travel Pack, the hottest stocking stuffer this year for mothers of preschoolers. It comes in 3 fluorescent colors and is guaranteed to crumble on any carpet making the in-laws' house seem just like mine. And if it's too late to find any of these products, I'll settle for enough time to brush my teeth and comb my hair in the same morning. Or the luxury of eating food warmer than room temperature without it being served in a styrofoam container. If you don't mind, I could also use a few Christmas miracles to brighten the holiday season. Would it be too much trouble to declare ketchup as a vegetable? I cannot. She goes on to say, It will clear my conscience immensely. It would be helpful if you could coerce my children to help around the house without demanding payment as if they were the bosses of an organized crime family. Or if my toddler didn't look so cute sneaking down the stairs to eat contraband ice cream in his pajamas at midnight. Well, Santa, the buzzer on the dryer is ringing, and my son saw my feet under the laundry room door. I think he wants his crayon back. Have a safe trip, and remember to leave your wet boots by the chimney, and come in and dry off by the fire so you don't catch a cold. Help yourself to cookies on the table, but don't eat too many or leave crumbs on the carpet. Yours always, Mom. P.S. One more thing. You can cancel all my requests if you can keep my children young enough to believe in Santa. Aww. I mean, I don't think she's asking for too much, honestly. It sounds like her days are busy as fuck, and when the holidays come, it only gets more chaotic, okay? Especially now during this pandemic when a lot of parents are stuck working from home. Yes, I mean, going to work can suck, but I can imagine it's like a mini vacay for some parents. They get to have conversations using adult words, coffee, and have whatever they want for lunch. Fantastic. You know, I mean, I don't know. I think I may have been a handful as a kid. Yeah, it's a good chance I was. Okay. I wanted to touch everything and be everywhere at all times. You know, my mom was and is a freaking saint, and I can't imagine how difficult I was as a child. God must have blocked that out. And I'm pretty difficult as an adult, too, if I'm being completely honest with you. Not much has changed, but my weight, and I now have a driver's license. That's pretty much the only thing that has changed. Ho, 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 motherfuckers. Ho, ho, ho. Oh, man. I want to go ahead and wish a happy holidays to all the parents out there, single parents or married parents or whatever the fuck, man. Just happy fucking holidays, man. And to the kids that are listening to this in the background, hey, you better act right and straighten up, okay? Because I will come through this device. I will come through this. If you will be in the corner. Time out. I mean, I can't really threaten your children, so I'm just going to do the white thing. Yeah, W-H-I-T-E. I want to do the white thing. Put y'all in time out. You know what I'm saying?
Merry Christmas!
So I thought I would share a little anecdote with you guys. When I was a kid, my dad got these CDs from this store that no longer exists. It used to be called Media Play. And he got these CDs from an artist named Bob Rivers. And if you guys haven't heard of Bob Rivers, he is a man that makes parody songs, kind of like Weird Al, but he does mostly Christmas songs as far as I'm aware. And because of this, all these song parodies for Christmas, I no longer remember the words to the actual Christmas songs. Not that I actually knew the lyrics of them to begin with, but I certainly as hell don't know them now. And so there is a song, one of my favorites. You know it as Walking Around in Winter Wonderland. I know it as Walking Around in Women's Underwear. It is hilariously awesome. So if you want a little tidbit for Christmas fun with your family, just go on YouTube or Google it, Bob Rivers Twisted Christmas Songs, and enjoy, because there's tons of them. I feel like I should sing like the first verse for you. Me, me, me. All right, I'm going to try to see if I can do it like the men do. Here we go. Lacey thinks the wife is missing. Didn't ask for her permission. I'm wearing her clothes, her silk pantyhose, walking around in women's underwear. Now, I'm not really good at the baritone, but men are singing this song traditionally. It's so freaking funny. So make sure you guys go check it out. Once again, Bob Rivers, Twisted Christmas Songs, and be like me and completely forget the words to all the original songs. You know, I just had to share that with you guys. So let's go ahead and go on to the next story. In the store, there is a teddy with little straps like spaghetti. It holds me so tight, like handcuffs at night, walking around in women's underwear. Okay, I'll stop. All right, I'm sorry. Let's go to the next story. It's my favorite song. As a matter of fact, as soon as I finish with you guys, I think I'm just going to play all the songs that I can find that he has. I used to have the CDs, but I don't know where they are now. As you guys know, I just moved back to Atlanta, so a lot of my stuff is still inside boxes that I haven't had a chance to open yet, which I'm going to have to start doing pretty soon because I need things. All right, so let's go ahead to the next one here. I've got a very interesting story here that I want to share with you. Okay, this is very interesting. So give me a second here because I've got something I want to try here. All right, you guys know every time I try something new on this podcast, it's usually a hit or a miss. It's usually a huge hit because I'm awesome. That's just how it is. I'm going to see if I can give you my best female anchor voice. This just in, I'm receiving some information here. A Chrismica merger is in place. This could change the future of the holidays forever. Here is my version of Tom Tucker with more. What? Nailed it. Now, I did mention my version of Tom Tucker. I'm not, this is not a voice that I've practiced. For those of you who are like, who the fuck is Tom Tucker? Maybe watch a few episodes of Family Guy and find out. How about that? How about those apples? Continuing the current trend of large-scale merges and acquisitions, it was announced today at a press conference that Christmas and Hanukkah will merge. An industry source said that the deal had been in the works for about 1,300 years, which details were not available at press time. It is believed that the overhead cost of having 12 days of Christmas and 8 days of Hanukkah was becoming prohibitive for both sides. By combining forces, we're told that the world will be able to enjoy consistently high-quality service during the 15 days of Chrismica, as the new holiday is being called. Massive layoffs are expected Massive layoffs are expected with Lords a-leaping and Maids a-milking being the hardest hit. As part of the conditions of the agreement, the letters on the dreidel, currently in Hebrew, will be replaced by Latin, thus becoming unintelligible to a wider audience. Also, instead of translating to "a great miracle happened there," the message on the dreidel will be more generic: "miraculous stuff happens." In exchange, it is believed that Jews will be allowed to use Santa Claus and his vast merchandising resources for buying and delivering their gifts. I am trying so hard, but this is funny as shit. One of the sticking points holding up the agreement for the last 300 years was the question of whether Jewish children could leave milk and cookies for Santa even after having eaten meat for dinner. A breakthrough came last year when Oreos were finally declared to be kosher. All sides appeared happy about this. A spokesman for Christmas Inc. declined to say whether... I'm done with this. Christmas Inc. A spokesman for Christmas Inc. declined to say whether a takeover of Kwanzaa might be in the works as well. He merely pointed out that, were it not for the independent existence of Kwanzaa, the merger between Christmas and Hanukkah might indeed be seen as an unfair cornering of the holiday market. Fortunately, for all concerned, he said, Kwanzaa will help maintain the competitive balance. He then closed the press conference by leading all present in a rousing rendition of Oy Vey, All Ye Faithful. I really did the best I could with that Tom Tucker voice. I'll work on it. But my favorite thing with Tom Tucker always will be, and here's Ollie with the weather. It's gonna rain. I'm sorry. Y'all need to watch Family Guy. If you haven't heard of Tom Tucker at this point, Family Guy is in like what, season 87. You're missing out, man. You're missing out. First of all, I want to go ahead and shout out to coolest holiday parties Reddit.com. That's where I found this insane story. Clearly it's a joke, but I won't lie. I thought it was real for like the first few seconds. I did mention that strong margarita that I had, right? Yeah. Maybe I didn't? Well, it's still working through my system. Leave me alone.
I'm your host, Taylor Renee.
And I'm Isaiah.
We're back. We're still fat and we still have fucking opinions.
And I also struggle with skinny jeans specifically because a lot of times men's skinny jeans, the calf to ankle ratio on skinny jeans is really important.
If you have to constantly tell someone that you're not a liar, chances are you lie a lot. So I could see how you would get to, if you have to constantly say you love your body, chances are you don't love it. But you also have to think about how large bodies are seen in society,
right?
And how we would need to kind of overcompensate with us telling you that we do love our bodies, because it's hard to believe at first.
It's not my goal to inconvenience you by being fat. Like, I want you to make that clear.
It's like when you have leftovers in the fridge and you come home from work ready to eat your leftovers, just to find out that that bitch ass nigga sleeping in your bed ate your leftovers.
I want to say shake and go wigs. You know, when it says it on the package that you take it out and you shake it and then you go, doesn't necessarily mean that you should do that. It means that you, you know, should put some time and energy into crafting this wig so that it feels good and it looks good on your head.
Welcome to Fat People with Opinions, bitch.
You shouldn't ever call me a fat ass Kelly Price. Well, I certainly hope that you guys are enjoying yourselves as much as I am. As badly as my Tom Tucker voice was, I will be working on it. But if you are enjoying yourself during this professionally silly Christmas special, be sure to show your girl some love and support by leaving a 5-star and written review on Apple Podcasts. Once again, this is the best way to help my podcast grow, because I've got lots coming, so I would love it, love it, love it if you guys would do that. So don't you worry, I've got some more fun Christmas stuff coming on. We got Christmas facts to share with you guys, because, you know, tis the season, right? So I was surfing the web for random Christmas facts, and of course the internet had a few things to share with us. So boom, I'm going to share them with you. The first one that I found out was just kind of interesting. Mistletoe. Mistletoe means dung on a twig. Dung, like poop, shit, waste, that, you know, comes out your booty hole. According to the National Wildlife Federation, it spreads through bird droppings. So think about that during your next kiss, because that's gross as fuck when you think about it. So gross. And a lot of you may already know that the idea of Santa Claus came from Saint Nicholas. However, the real saint definitely didn't have a beard and didn't have a red suit. All that shit came way later. Now, it is said that the 4th century Christian bishop gave away his inheritance to help the needy, and he even rescued women from slavery. Now, his name was Sinter Klaus. I think I said it wrong. It's K-L-A-A-S, Sinterklaas in Dutch. I think I'm saying it wrong. I try to pronounce things the way they are, but I don't know how to do that. Anyways, eventually Sinterklaas became Santa Claus. Oh, look at that. We're learning things. We're learning things. Now, according to the writerchick.wordpress.com, writerchick.wordpress.com, Alabama was the first state to recognize Christmas as an official holiday, and the tradition began in 1836. I gotta say, didn't know that, didn't even think about that. When I think about the United States, Alabama is just not the first thought in my brain. You know, you think New York, you think Chicago, you think those meccas, you know what I'm saying? When I hear Alabama, I think moonshine and racism, but that's just me. That's what I've experienced there. That's not my fault. All right, let's go on to the next fact here. One, by the way, I'm joking-ish, all right? One town in Indiana is called Santa Claus. There is also a Santa, Idaho, which brings me to this next interesting fact, is that children who write letters to Santa Claus in the United States, they have their letters delivered to Santa Claus, Indiana. Look at that. Huh? Yeah. Yeah, there's a fun fact for ya. Here's another one. I've got a couple more I want to share with you guys. Write these down. There's going to be a test afterward. I'm kidding. All right, so Hallmark introduced their first Christmas cards in 1915. That's interesting. That's like, what, 6 years before my Uncle Henry was born. He was born in 1921. So technically, he was born 6 years after Hallmark introduced their first Christmas cards. And if that math is wrong, dude, that's not my fault. I am a comedian and an actor and a content creator. I never claimed I was a mathematician. Not once did I ever say that. You can come for me. I don't care. But I think that's the right math. Let me use my fingers. 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 7 years. Shut up. Okay. I was off by one. Next fact. Moving on. Christmas trees are grown in all 50 states, including Hawaii and Alaska. But California, Oregon, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Washington, and Wisconsin are the top Christmas tree producing states in the U.S. I kind of figured that, but I did not know that the Christmas trees could grow in all 50 states. I had no idea. Now, I do know that some states have certain rules and regulations where you can't just go chop down your own tree. And some states or countries where they don't, or counties or what have you, don't give a shit. I guess it depends on who you know and how much white privilege you may have. again, jokes-ish. Next interesting fact. While shopping during the Christmas season, shoppers use their Visa cards more than 6,000 times every minute. So, everyone thinks that Black Friday is the busiest shopping day of the year. Nay, to that I say, that it's going to be the weekend before Christmas and Christmas Eve, actually. So that actually makes sense. That makes sense. Plus, you got all these raggedy-ass kids who want all these toys they don't fucking deserve. And PlayStation, the new, what is it, PlayStation 17? That shit costs $8,000. Then there's, like, the iPhone 84. That's expensive as fuck, too. So, you know, I feel like that's probably gonna raise a little bit. Because it seems like all the toys and all the fun stuff that we love for Christmas and all the things that we want, it just costs more money every year. When I was a kid, Legos were affordable as fuck. Now they're seen as vintage, and it costs, man, I gotta put down a down payment for a bucket of Legos. This is bullshit. This is how I feel. All right. This is how I feel. Anyways, moving on. During the Christmas season, each year, more than 1.76 billion candy canes are made. Yeah. And I gotta be honest with you, not a fan of candy canes. You know, I'll take them if you give me one, but chances are it'll probably sit in my room untouched for about 3 years before I throw it away. I always forget I have them. Candy canes to me are like Carmex or Blistec, like lip balm. I've never finished an entire tube. I'm always fucking losing them. By the time I find them, they've gotten old and I want a new one anyway. So it is what it is. That's just how I feel about that. And if you are really into recycling, you can eat your Christmas tree. Yeah, that's what it says here. These needles, the Christmas tree needles, they're provided with vitamin C. They give you vitamin C. You can also eat the pine nuts, you know, which I already knew about that. And if your tree comes with pine cones, hey, you've got yourself some pine nuts, my friend. There you go. Now, some Christmas trees do become food for the zoo animals. I did not know that. Hey, do 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 do. The more you know. There are a lot of amazing facts about Christmas. If you want to know more, Google will be helpful as fuck. I promise you. This episode has it all, right? Ugh. Tis the season, bitches. Tis the season. Well, that's a lovely sound, isn't it? Okay, maybe not, but it does, it's got significance, because we're going to go ahead and talk about some embarrassing Christmas moments. There's so many of them. Who's ready? I know I am. You guys know I love a good embarrassing story. And I happen to have found a few Christmas ones. Shall we? Of course we shall. That's why you're here. Okay, the first one reads, I'd been out on Christmas Eve and got pretty drunk. I wasn't particularly worried because I'm a pro at hangovers, but I knew it was going to be a tough Christmas day. Next morning, I went to church with my parents and we were handing out service sheets at the back. I was feeling pretty rough, but it wasn't until halfway through the service that I realized I was going to be sick. I rushed into the entrance hallway of the church and threw up everywhere. First of all, I can't even begin to understand why this person felt the need to get fucked up the night before church with their parents. Maybe that's just the adult in me. I don't know. But I mean, I'm sorry, but that dumbass had it coming because, first of all, that's what New Year's Eve is for. Okay? What are you doing? What are you doing with your life? I need to know. Let's move on to the next story. It's actually labeled mistaken identity, which this is going to be fun because I can only imagine how much this would suck. Imagine you're the new boyfriend or the new girlfriend in this story, and hit me up on Twitter and let me know how you would have reacted if this were you. Once again, at It's Pro Silly, that is the Twitter page. I'm kind of curious as to how you guys react to that. And make sure you let me know about mistaken identity so I'll know what the fuck you're talking about when you hit me up. All right. It reads, when my boyfriend Mark's Christmas plans fell through, he decided to come with me and spend a weekend at my family's house. We thought it would be fun to surprise my parents, so I didn't tell them beforehand. When I opened the front door and my mom saw Mark standing behind me, she yelped and ran up to give him a hug. My dad heard the commotion from the other room and came running out, wearing nothing but his boxers. He saw Mark and said it was so... I'm sorry. He saw Mark and said, "It's so great to see you, Alex!" We all froze, and a second later, my dad realized his mistake. He had used my ex-boyfriend's name. So much for all of that effort put in to convincing Mark that the relationship with my ex had been something insignificant years ago. Annie, 25. Oh my God, that sucks so hard. Well, at first I thought the mistake was the mistake that the father made was coming out, you know, with his boxers on. I actually forgotten the boyfriend's name like two sentences into reading into reading this the first time. Did I mention the strong margarita from earlier? Okay. But can you imagine? Oh my God, I'm sure Alex, you know, like, damn. I meant to say Mark. See, I did it too. Okay. Alex is just more fun to say. Mark, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I hope you guys are still together and happy. But can you imagine calling, like, your parents, you're introducing your boo thing to your parents for the first time, and they call your new boo your ex's boo's name? That's, oh my God. I remember when I was in college, I dated this woman. Her name was Ashton. And the woman I dated before her name was Ashley. So I gotta tell you, luckily for me, both of their names begin with an A-S-H, so I could always kind of stop myself if I was gonna say, like, the wrong name. What's going on, Ash? What were you trying to say? Nothing. I had to call my throat. Well, luckily for me, as far as I know, she never noticed. I don't know. But it wasn't that I was thinking about my ex. It's just their names start with the same first three letters, you know, and for like a year or so, I was calling, you know, I was Ashley, 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 and then Ashton came up and shit, my brain just fucked up every now and then, but I called her Ash. She did not really like that nickname. She didn't like it. She's, "I am not the end of a cigarette." I said, "Calm down, Ash, Jesus." All right, let's go on to this next story. Oh my God. All right, so it reads here. My boyfriend came home with me for the holiday break last year and before meeting the family, I brought him upstairs to drop off his bag. Afterward, we headed downstairs to where everyone else was, including my grandparents, uncles, aunts, and my cousins. They were waiting in the entryway to greet us. I started the introductions, and just as my boyfriend reached out to shake my grandmother's hand, I noticed something trickling down his face. I looked up and saw our dog perched at the top of the stairs, peeing through the banister directly onto my boyfriend's head. As soon as it was obvious that the poor guy had been turned into a wee-wee pad, everyone cracked up. Well, everyone but my boyfriend. It took him a few hours and a shower before he could get laugh it off. Jess, 26. I have to admit, I would have been pissed too. Get it? Pissed? I'm here all night, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here all night. maybe the dog was marking his territory or some shit. I don't know. But that's funny. That is hilarious. But I gotta say, though, had that have been me, that the dog peed on, I probably would have laughed because it's not really the dog's fault. You know, the family should have taken that bitch out. That's just how I feel about that. Merry Christmas, everybody. Hi, Mom. In case you're listening to this. I am over myself.com. I hope you guys are enjoying this because this is a lot of fun. This Christmas special is a lot of fun. I'm trying to decide if I should end us out with another very lame / corny / dirty joke. Maybe or. Yes. Yes, I'm going to do that. Yes. There is no way I could end this podcast episode without giving you some dirty jokes. Oh, yeah. Here's one for you right here. Why is Santa Claus so damn jolly? Because he knows where all the naughty girls live. And I'm one of them. I'm going to grab my spirit animal, Amanda, from Wine and Crime. She has this really creepy thing that she does. It's her daddy voice. Santa's a dirty daddy. And I'm a dirty girl. That is so gross. I hate it. But I find it so funny. Oh my God. I want to hear everybody's dirty daddy voice. Santa's dirty. What do all the female reindeer do when Santa takes the males out to guide his sleigh? Well, they go into town and blow a few more bucks. Boom! What do priests and Christmas trees have in common? Their balls are just ornamental. Bada boom boom. Psst. Ah, man, I will be here all night because I live here. Oh, man. I hope that you guys enjoyed this professionally silly Christmas episode. We learned a lot, I feel like, you know. Mistletoe is gross, okay? People get drunk at wrong-ass moments, and I do a horrible Tom Tucker impression. I'll work on it. But, you know, we had fun. If there's anything you can take from this podcast episode, it's Christmas comes the same time every year. So, that's it. I'm just kidding. Also, guys, you can eat Christmas trees. I didn't fucking know that. You can eat Christmas trees. You know, professionally silly life rules, guys. But honestly, I didn't know that you could do that. But according to the internet, you can. And the internet has never lied to us. So do whatever it says. You know, and honestly, I feel like you could probably, you know, cause yourself some constipation. Because if eating trees is not something that you normally do, I'm assuming that your stomach would have a hard time digesting that. Clearly, I'm a medical professional here, okay? I'm not at all. I have a BA in performing arts. Leave me alone. All right, so be sure to email me your stories to the podcast at itsprofessionallysilly@gmail.com. If you have any stories that you would like to share with me and the Pro Silly listeners, send them in. The email is going to be down below in the show notes. You can go ahead and, copy-paste that bitch, put it in there. You know, and make sure you send them in because I do cover a lot of interesting topics. So feel free to send them in. Oh. And let me know if you want to be anonymous. You got to let me know, you know, somewhere in the subject title. So like, hey, parentheses, anonymous, let me know so I know not to say your name. You can also leave me a message on Anchor, on the Anchor app, or call my Google Voice number, 805-664-1828. Once again, 805-664-1828. Leave me a voice message or send me a text, and I'll put you on the podcast unless you say otherwise. I would love it, love it. So just give me a call, leave me a message on my Google Voice number, and say what's up. And also, I'm hoping for next week's podcast episode, if you guys are into it, give me a call, definitely, and let me know what your New Year's resolutions are going to be. You know, I would love to do a fun New Year's episode, but I also would like to include as many of you as I can. So once again, the number is 805-664-1828. You can leave me a message or send me a text, or you can go ahead and email me your New Year's resolution if that makes you feel any better. It's professionallysilly@gmail.com. Once again, all that information is down in the show notes. Let's get professionally silly together. I'm going to go ahead and shout out favecrafts.com, goodhousekeeping.com, cosmopolitan.com, robertreeveslaw.com, and icebreakerideas.com. Once again, these are the internet sites that blessed us with the laughter. I found all my stories and all my facts and even that lovely news reading, that news flash. I found that on all those sites. And also, go ahead, give yourselves a pat on the back. Shout out to all of you, Pro Silly listeners. You guys are fucking amazing. Not only do I appreciate your support, you know, for you guys coming back here every week. You do. You come here and you're doing shit. You're supporting a bitch. Not to mention, every last one of you so far, listening, you have survived 2020. We're like a week away, you know, from getting over this year completely. I'm not saying that 2021 is magical and it's going to solve everything, because it's not. It's not. It is a new year, and it's going to be a new month, and it's going to be a new day. But you all have to remember that you are responsible for your futures. You are the captains of your soul and the masters of your fate. And I feel like I got those mixed up. William Henley, look that shit up. Is it master? You know what I'm trying to say. Run your life, man. You know, if you, man, Talkspace and none of these, this therapy company, they're not sponsoring me or anything, but mental health is important. So if you need some help to, you know, to get through the bullshit that 2020 put you through, so you can go ahead and turn your shit around in 2021, please look for some therapist. Do what you got to do. Talk to a friend, write a diary, whatever. Just make sure that you're taking care of your mental. It is super, super important. Okay, trust me when I say that. I'm going to be looking into Talkspace soon, and hopefully, hey, one day they might sponsor me. I don't know. But make sure you guys are taking care of yourselves and taking care of each other. Also, guys, don't forget, every Friday we do get professionally silly. It's just a bonus that this Friday happened to fall on Christmas. Yay! And if you want to get me a Christmas gift, do me a favor and support your girl by leaving reviews on whichever podcast directory that you're listening. Please do that, especially if you've got Apple Podcasts. Leave me a 5-star and written review and tell me how amazing I am. Who doesn't want to hear that? And if you don't like me, hey, share that. The fact that you listened all the way through this episode means you kind of like me a little bit. Kind of did. You know, before we go, you know, it's time for the PSC. You know what that is? The podcast shout out corner. Yeah. This week, it's the Colored Couch Conversation Podcast. Comedian Jasmine W. has so many insightful and hilarious conversations with women on her couch that she wanted to share these conversations with you. Colored Couch Conversations shines a light on women and their unique point of view and experiences. I dig this podcast and the discussions they have, so make sure you guys go ahead and check out Colored Couch Conversation Podcast and subscribe, and make sure you let Jasmine know that the Professionally Silly Podcast sent you.
Hey there, I'm comedian Jasmine W, and I have so many amazing conversations with women every day that I thought, wait, do y'all want to hear this? Colored Couch Conversations is an intimate chat between me and my guests. We talk inspiring women of color, food, hair, career, and so much more. Each week, we discuss the world through our eyes, trending topics, and laugh a lot along the way. Come for the conversation and stay for the Keep It Real Corner, where we give advice to listeners from the girlfriends you never knew you needed. New episodes of Colored Couch Conversations every Tuesday on your preferred podcast platform. And follow us on Instagram at Colored Couch Conversations. Talk soon.
If you are enjoying the Professionally Silly podcast and you want to help me out, you can now support my silly content by making monthly donations. This will be very helpful in making the Professionally Silly podcast even better and help move the silly forward. You can now make monthly contributions as low as 99 cents a month. Okay, the next tier is $4.99. Next up, $9.99 a month right here on the Anchor app. And if you have commitment issues or you don't have the Anchor app, there's always PayPal. Yeah, there's no way getting out of this, okay? Hit me up at www.paypal.me/AmberSmilesJones. Let's keep the silly flowing. Also, guys, check out the show notes for bonus information like my social media stuff. I've got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and two YouTube channels. One is called Professionally Silly, just like it is here, and the other one is called Paranormal Blacktivity. Also, guys, I recently got myself a Cameo page, so if you want a shout out for a friend or you have some questions that you want to ask, check me out on Cameo. Info is down in the show notes below. Oh, guys, and I just downloaded the new app called Stereo. It is a blast. It's an app that allows you to have conversations with random people around the world, and it's pretty much like a public podcast, like a live podcast. That's pretty much what it is. So it's pretty fire. I really like it. It's like Omegle, like the Omegle videos, except it's audible only. So if you don't like, you know, what someone is saying, you just swipe or hit the X button, you know, mute that person. You can just go on about the assholes. But just like any app, there will be trolls, but you have a lot of traction. You can get rid of them whenever you want to. So that's really good. So make sure you guys follow your girl on the Stereo app at True Smiles Jones, T-R-U, the word smiles and my last name Jones. I will be there and to do some live podcasts, some live radio shows with you guys. Plus, you can join in on the fun by leaving an audible message that I can play on the show. And sometimes I do live shows with my listeners and my subscribers for my YouTube channel. So, hey, that can be you. Let me know if you want to do that. Hit me up and let me know. Don't forget, guys, this podcast is on Instagram and Twitter at It's Pro Silly, ITSProSilly. Tweet me and share your opinions of my older and or newer episodes. Once again, I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there's pieces of shit everywhere. And hopefully, before the end of the month of January, the big orange one will be out of the White House. All right, bye.